Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Time for Curbside with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. Brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
Welcome back to the Fast Lane. I'm Gary Davis, joined by Andrew Marsh and Randy Carricker. We go to the celebrity line and talk to our good friend, voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. Curbs, how you doing, brother?
It's cold up here in Canada, but aside from that, being done with the cold, I'm good.
Well, I'm still trying to get over a cold, so we got something in common, I guess. Curbs, the Blues take on the Ottawa Senators tonight. They're coming off a tough loss a couple of nights ago. What are you expecting from them tonight, and are they going to make this push for the playoffs?
I don't know the answer to either one of those. I don't know what
we'd call you for the information.
I don't have the crystal ball. I can't look into the future. I have to go game by game and moment to moment with this team. They've been on a good rush. They've been on a good push. I thought they played a good game against Colorado, and I think if they play that same way tonight, they're going to have good success here in Ottawa. So if they find that consistency back in their game, I think you got to like their chances of keeping it interesting.
Curbs, this team is hopefully ascending. We were talking earlier about Jordan Kyrou and his inconsistency. You think Jordan Kyrou can change the narrative about himself just in a little 13-game stretch here?
Can he change the narrative? No. Can he do a lot to make it easier on himself? Absolutely. We actually talked to Drew Bannister about this today, and we look at very easily we can kind of rail on the young man by saying, you know, he won't go to the wall, he won't join the battle along the boards. He constantly puts himself in tough ice where the puck's getting turned over. But we had to find out a little bit more as to why. And what we were told is when you're, one, getting consistency in his pro game, he's still growing on. You know, you're looking at year three full-time in the National Hockey League, and this is a guy that's put up 70 points each of the last 2 years, and frankly had the power play been better, and he'd been a little more consistent. It's easily a 70-point season for him again this year. That's not easy to do, as we've seen over the last 25 years for the Blues. So you know you have potential. The question is can consistency get in his game? And we're told that, like, when he's skating, when he's using his feet as his weapon, which speed is one of his biggest attributes, then he's most effective in the game. It's when he gets caught standing around that you do things like take that tripping penalty and such. So, and the reason I say he can't, I don't think he can erase the narrative, is you're going to need consistency for longer than 13 games to be able to pull it off, Randy. So for me, though, he can definitely change the discussion into the summer if you see more consistency over these last 13 games, if that makes any sense.
Curbs, is that just a will and want to on his behalf? We talked about it. We know he has the talent. What is going to kind of be that shift in his mindset that he will play with that effort and skate and use his speed and use all the tools that have been given to him?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kerry, because you've seen that be different for every player, right? Sometimes it's a change of scenery for a player and getting traded that seems to jolt them. Sometimes it's a veteran player. Sometimes it's a moment. I don't know. I got to think, I think without a doubt there was an aha moment early in this year when the, you know, when he didn't handle the Craig Berube situation properly or very well. And I think at some point in time, he'll just have to determine, watching Robert Thomas, watching Braden Schenn, watching Jake Neighbors maybe more specifically, you know, as Jake Neighbors has just literally bumped people out of the top six this year because of his style of play. eventually you're going to see it and say, okay, I'm tired of that. And you make the will to change it. So, yeah, I do think it's a will thing. I do think it's a mental thing. I think he definitely has the skill set. You know, he just is going to have to put that foot forward, you know, to be better at it. And once he does that a few times and gets that success reinforcement, then it builds in your game. It's still part of building that foundation, you know, and you know, him trying to come into his own while this team is drifted into a transition is very different than Robert Thomas having come into his own under 4 years with Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron and Alexander Steen and Jay Bolmeister and Gunnarsson and those guys. It's a very different experience, I think, so far in the early days for Kyrou than it was for Robert Thomas. And but he's still going to have to get there. And look, he's shown that he's got all the talent in the world. He was a phenomenal second-round pick by the St. Louis Blues. And if you can get more of that consistency because you're relying on him now, that's the key.
Curbs, the Blues take on Ottawa tonight. Brady Tkachuk is there. He's going to be their bell cow for a long time. He's under contract long-term, and there's no way that the new owner is going to allow him to get away. As you watch the games and broadcast the games where Matthew and Brady play against the Blues, do you get the sense that there's a little bit more juice in their game? I do, and I know there's always juice in the Tkachuk games, but they seem to really enjoy playing against the Blues.
Brady said to me today, these are fun games to play in. I think he enjoys playing against them because it is the team that her dad played for, and it's a team they grew up watching and grew up hanging around against. So, yeah, I think there's a little extra juice in there. When they're like, man, I was standing next to him going, this is just a specimen of a human being. I mean, we've got some guys that are 6'4", 220, but their composition of how they got to 220 is a little bit different. there's different types of 220. One is rock solid like this young man is, and he's a great leader. He's leading the way. The question is, you know, he's 6 years into his NHL career, and yes, he signed a long-term deal here, you know, but he'll be knocking on the door of being a free agent, right, you know, at the end of that, still in his prime, and I think things got to turn around fairly quick here. Otherwise, at some point in time, Brady, I'm not putting words in his mouth. This is me saying it. Like, I just 6 years with no playoffs for this young man doesn't seem right. So I gotta think at some point in time, yeah, they are going to use him as their bell cow, but they got to get it figured out. I mean, this has been way too long without playoffs here.
Curbs, you mentioned Jake Neighbors. He played his way up into that first line the other night. What did you see from that first line and that small sample size, and what can we expect to see from them tonight against the Senators?
It changes the dynamic of that line, doesn't it? It's more of a grind it down low, work it out of the corner, go in hard at the puck and get to the front of the net than it is kind of a fly around, whip past the front of the net kind of style that you saw more with Buchnevich and Kyrou on flanking Robert Thomas. So to me, Andrew, it's changed the style of play of that line to more of an offensive zone time kind of line than a one and done. And the more offensive zone time Robert Thomas can get in the top line, or in more offensive zone time he can get, the better this team is going to be. That line with Buchnevich on one side and Kyrou on the other was way too many times just one and done in the offensive zone for them to be as effective as they could be.
Curbs, Zachary Dean getting his start tonight. Oscar Sundquist is a healthy scratch. What do you expect from the young man in his first opportunity?
I think he's just going to, you know what, he was playing well. He's been sitting out for a little while because the team went on a winning streak. So I think he's going to have nerves coming in. He played his junior hockey in Gatineau, which is only about a 35-40-minute ride from here. So he's going to have a lot of people. His mom and dad changed their plans. They were flying back to Newfoundland yesterday, but when they found out he was going to play, they changed their plans and took a train from Toronto here to Ottawa here. So I think there's going to be nerves and just a lot of fun. I go in with no expectations for a young man in his first NHL game other than it's a lifelong a bit of work to get him there. And we'll see. Now, he's going to play at center. I don't know how many minutes he's going to play. The game flow is going to obviously dictate that. He started on the – he wasn't adjusting great at the pro game when he first started, so Drew Bannister put him on the wing. He moved back to center, and if you talk to the coaches down there over the last month and a half, he's probably been their best forward. So that's a good sign, and being that it's been a week and a half or so since he's been into action because he flew home with the team from Boston, I'm sure he's going to have a little extra giddy up and some of that adrenaline flowing right down to his ankles.
Are you surprised that Sonny is the one that is going to be out tonight?
Yeah, I am a little bit, to be honest with you. But it's the first game that Oscar hasn't played this year. I think he's had a very solid year. I think for Oscar, it's a chance for him to rest up. He will go back in. Drew Bannister told us that he will go back in for the game against Minnesota. So, yeah, it's one of those, like, who do you take out? That third line's been going pretty well. Thorpechenko and Walker have been going well. You could make the case that maybe you sit Bolduc, but they're pretty happy with his play. And Drew Bannister made it clear to us today, look, he's not sitting Oscar Sundquist the same way he sat maybe Kapanen or Perunovic the last time because of a play. This is just, they want to get this young man in. He's been here for a little while, and somebody has to sit out, so it's a good chance for Oscar to take a bit of a breather.
Curbs, obviously it's March Madness. Who do you have winning the big tournament, and is your bracket busted already?
I am going to disappoint everybody and tell you that I have not even looked at a bracket. Guys, Herbs. And I'm going to tell you how bad it is this year. I don't think I could name you one college basketball player.
Well, you're not alone there.
If you put a gun to my head and said name a college basketball player, well, you might as well just put me in the box.
Curbs, name us a college hockey player from Minnesota.
Jimmy Snuggerud. I'm all over that one, Randy. And thank you for saving me on that.
You got it, brother.
The Blues take on the Ottawa Senators tonight at 6. Pre-game begins at 5 p.m. You can catch Curbs and Joey tonight. Curbs, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you in a bit.
See you, Curbs.
All right, bye-bye.